Greeley Mayor John Gates presided over a special swearing-in ceremony at Ames Community College earlier this month.
Town Hall employees, please raise your right hand and repeat after me. I do solemnly swear.
I do solemnly swear.
The municipal employees taking their oath of office are fifth grade students at Ann K. Hyman Elementary School in nearby Evans.
In my service.
In my service.
To the citizens of Young Ameritown.
To the citizens of Young Ameritown.
You are sworn in and official. Congratulations.
Today, they work for a fictitious town, Young Ameritown.
Town is open. Go to work.
After that, about 50 students quickly scatter around the large room, and this is where KUNC's Stephanie Daniel picks up the story.
Young Ameritown is a collection of 9 businesses housed in booths and set up in a U-shape. Students run all aspects of the town, and they are both producers and consumers. 10-year-old Janice Bersian is the manager of the medical center.
So we just have our first patient. He got a disease.
Some of her classmates/employees are EMS workers. They roam town square and hand out cards with different medical ailments. The sick patients come to the medical center and meet with the doctor.
Feeling dizzy. All right, he's feeling dizzy, so they got to check that off on the computer.
Bersian and all the other business managers get paid $25 for the day. Everyone else makes $20. These paychecks are important because the students pay for all goods and services, including doctor visits.
He has to do the $2 that he has to give us because we rescued him.
$2 copay.
Yeah.
So what we are trying to do here is truly represent a free enterprise economy. So all different aspects of careers and businesses, from banking to town hall to manufacturing.
Rich Martinez is the president and CEO of Young Americans Bank and its companion nonprofit, Young Americans Center for Financial Education, which runs experiential learning programs like Young Ameritown.
So that they understand how a free enterprise economy operates with those different career segments in there.
The program is entering its 30th year and has served over 500,000 kids. Martinez says Young Ameritown is designed for fifth graders because their minds are like sponges and they think playing adult is still cool.
And that combination is just magical in getting this information into their heads and influencing their future mindsets and their future career aspirations.
Just ask Joel Coggan. He's a cabinet designer and small business owner in Centennial. Coggan participated in Young Ameritown about 2 decades ago.
You know, I remember them, you know, teaching us kind of how to write checks and just, you know, kind of manage finances.
Coggan enjoyed Young Ameritown, but had no idea what he wanted to do back then. He says older kids who might already have a career path in mind would benefit from this type of program, too.
Teach them that, hey, this is how you start a business. This is how you file taxes or do sales tax or get a loan or buy a car. Or, you know, these are necessary skills, and I think it could be real valuable for, you know, both the individual and society as a whole.
Young Americans Center for Financial Education agrees. In addition to Young Ameritown, the nonprofit has a variety of programs for kids of all ages that focus on global business, philanthropy, and entrepreneurship.
Who is the manager here at the container shop?
For the Hyman Elementary students, Young Ameritown began a few weeks earlier in the classroom. Teachers were given a curriculum to prepare them. They elected the mayor and judge, learned how to balance a checkbook, created a business plan, and studied many other lessons.
I can't always provide experiences like this in the classroom.
This is the third time teacher Kayla Schlitz has brought her class to Young Ameritown. Students applied for 5 or 6 jobs, and then the teachers placed them in businesses.
I usually pick kids that don't want to be manager, that's like their lower like choice, and I usually put them in manager to see if they can rise to the occasion. They always do.
And this includes medical center manager Janice Bersian. Schlitz says she's worked hard and is doing a great job.
And I think this experience will really matter to her as she goes forward, and I want her to consider big careers, especially, you know, myself being a girl, I want them to consider that they can do these big roles and be a leader in a job, and that she can handle it.
And I am off.
Brosian is on a break and heads across the room to the bank to deposit her check. $10 goes into her account so she can write checks or use her debit card. Brosian gets the rest in cash.
Here you go, $15.
Thank you.
Her next stop is the snack shop.
I'm going to get a red Gatorade.
That would be $5.
Here you go.
Brosian is having fun and says she's happy to have been assigned to the medical center. Her mom is from Guatemala and was a nurse there, and she wants to follow in her footsteps.
What I want to do in the future is like be a doctor for like kids or like a nurse at a hospital.
In the meantime, she's focused on the task at hand, managing the medical center.
Jalissa and Analia, do what you guys did with the ambulance, like pack up.
Bersin will take what she's learning back home. She and her family are saving money together to celebrate her quinceañera, her 15th birthday, in 5 years. Stephanie Daniel, KUNC.